Hi, my name is Asil, a dancer and an artist proudly born and raised in Jerusalem. You may have heard people say, those two mix like oil and water, when they're describing two people who don't get along. Maybe you've also noticed shiny oil floating on the surface of water puddles after it rains. In both cases, you understand that water and oil don't go well together. And I say, this reminds me of the Arabs and Israelis living in Jerusalem. It's not a bad analogy, as much as describing a tangible reality. The whole city holds lots of interesting stories, and sometimes they're not the jolliest. But there's always light at the end of the tunnel. The situation wasn't like that before the 1948. Both Arabs and Jews lived in harmony and understanding side by side. Let me tell you a story.
Tata, كيف كانت حياتك بالشماعة؟
حلوة بقت. صغيرة كنت أروح على المدرسة أنا وأخواتي خواتي بنات أربعة ولدين كنا نروح على المدرسة ماشي الطريق مفتوحة ولا في تسكير ولا في إشي مرتاحين بقينا
وكان في عندكم جيران يهود؟
في جيران يهود وعايشين إحنا وياهم حتى مش حسينا ببعض إنهم يهود ولا إحنا عرب
وكيف كانوا السواق وكيف كنت تنزل على القدس تتفرجي وشو كان
يا عيني السواق حلوين بقت كلها مفتوحة هنروح على البلد ونروح على سلوان ونروح على البقى الفوق وبقينا نروح على النبي داود ماشي عند دار خالتي تحت عند الطحونة خالتي هناك بقى ساكنة
السوق
طحونة القمح ونروح على البلد القديمة النهل والأرقاية ونعيد بالعيد ونروح على الحرام وناكل مخلل وناكل فلافل بقينا يعني مرتاحين بينهم مهم نفسنا كانت مرتاحة
That's my grandma. She lived in Jerusalem for 81 years and still remembers the finest details. My granny never spoke Hebrew or had a regular conversation with an Israeli citizen for almost her entire life after the 1948. It's not just her, but almost the majority of Arab Palestinians in Jerusalem never had an interaction with any Hebrew-speaking individual who isn't a soldier on their daily basis. But why? Here's another story.
صار لي تقريبا 35 سنة متزوجة بالقدس وبحمل هوية القدس. لغاية الآن أنا ما بحكي عبري ممكن أفهم كلمات أو مقاطع ما بلاقي إنه إشي حيوي في حياتي إنه أحكي عبري لأني بتقن الإنجليزي والعربي وبتعامل بالإنجليزي مع كل شيء وهي لغة العالم مرة صار بنتي الثالثة للأسف انحرقت إيدها انكبت مي سخنة على إيدها وأخذتها على شعارة سيدك وطبعا لا بحكيش عبري كنت أتفهم أنا معهم بالإنجليزي الصدمة اللي صبتني إنه كان في امرأة أخرى بجانبي كان ابنها محروق فإجت الممرضة وصحتها بإجرها يعني دفشتها بإجرها وهذا كان موقف جدا سيء لأنه الست هذيك بتحكيش العربي فأنا وقفت بصفتي ممرضة إنه هذا تصرف غير إنساني حتى لو ما فهمت عليكي في طرق أكثر إنسانية إنه تصحيها من النوم وصار جدال بيني وبينها طبعا هي تحكي عبري وأنا أحكي إنجليزي وبالآخر أنا قررت أنه أخذ بنتي وأروح وأدير بالي عليها بالبيت لأنه ما بقدر معاناة مع بنتي ومعاناة عنصرية أشوفها بالمستشفى
The missing of a mutual communication language and political complications created a gap which led to social distancing. Rings a bell? The most famous term in 2021 now is social distancing. This is how I would describe the situation between the Palestinians and Israelis specifically in Jerusalem. And to make it even more special, we gave the distancing clear borders and names, East Jerusalem and West Jerusalem.
Palestine is my greatest love story. I will never forget my time there. And I think about it every day. I've met some of my favorite people, my best friends. In the world and had some of my best experiences in that place, on that land. People, music, food, experiences, the land, the colors, the seasons, everything, the architecture. It's my favorite place. So it's beautiful. But I will never forget the day that I saw, the first day I saw the Bethlehem border wall. And I took an Arab bus to get there, one of the white buses to get there. And then the whole experience, I feel like you can never unsee. Like once you see that wall, which is hidden in plain sight in some ways, if you're a tourist, there's no way that you would even need to see that wall. So yeah, there's a sense of like hidden in plain sight. And I just, you can't ever unsee it once you see it and go through the security checkpoint. And it dawns on you that people live behind that wall and that people have to pass through these checkpoints every day. So this is the first feeling I connect to when I think about the separation of these two societies, is the physical, the literal separation of the border wall and just how it towers in front of you and that reality sinks in. The second sense I connect to in separation is an actual energetic separation within the society. And it is delineated by physical separation too, you know, outside of the wall, like in Al-Quds, like in Jerusalem, there are like villages and there's people, you know, there's definitely like Arab villages and Jewish villages and, or neighborhoods, sorry, not villages. Both. So you feel that that physical separation is still present beyond that border wall, but there's also a very energetic separation. There's like this constant tension, that there are boundaries, there are non-physical boundaries that people don't cross for the most part. There is tension when these two societies meet, and they meet every single day on public transit, on the sidewalk, in restaurants, everywhere. And there is just this sense, you can just sense it, like oil and water almost are not going to combine. So that's like the second sense I connect to in separation is the energetic separation.
I was the only Arab student at the movement department at the Jerusalem Academy of Music and Dance. It was fun and bizarre all around. I was once asked by one of the students not to speak Arabic because she's not regular to hearing it. And then, the next day, I had classmates visiting me in East Jerusalem for the first time in their lives. The ability of dance and movement to connect people from all sorts of backgrounds is massive. It's like a weapon if used smartly. The majority of citizens in Jerusalem from both sides are aware about the silent conflict and ask the question, should we share or divide? We are living in a conflict zone, yet if we reach out to each other and give dialogue a space, we'd be able to regain the harmony my grandmother mentioned at first.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it.